Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Art of Caregiving in Alzheimer's Disease by Eric Pfeiffer, MD, is a self-help book for caregivers of Alzheimer's patients. It's an easy-to-read, easy-to-follow book that will ease the burden of caregivers by giving advice and clarifying the nature of Alzheimer's disease, and has been a proven lifeline to individuals drowning in the caregiver experience. Dr. Pfeiffer is a recognized expert on health and aging. He's written a book on successful aging and a book on how to recover from life-changing adverse events. A well-known dynamic speaker, over three decades of experience in treating older patients with dementia, as well as caring for their family caregivers, Dr. Eric Pfeiffer, author of the well-reviewed and enthusiastically received consumer health book, The Art of Caregiving in Alzheimer's Disease, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
This is such an important topic, and time will go by way too quickly, and I'll encourage people to go to the website to get information on how to purchase the book. First of all, talk about the motivation, the inspiration, why you felt that writing this book and using all of your decades of experience was important. Why was this important for you to write the book?
Well, I've seen people struggling with Alzheimer's disease, and most people think that the patient is the person who's suffering the most. But my own experience was that the caregiver really had to bear the biggest burden and had the least amount of help in the system of care. So I wanted to have sort of a bibliotherapy, a book therapy, available for patients for people who are caregivers of Alzheimer's disease, which is a period of time that lasts anywhere from 2 to 20 years. And they needed some guidance on that. And I had seen some people do it successfully and some people doing it with a great deal of difficulty. And I thought I could make a contribution to the world by writing it down as to how to be a caregiver successfully and artfully and without killing the rest of the person's life.
And you've done this so well. The book, as I said, has been called A Proven Lifeline to Individuals Drowning in the Caregiver Experience. Our guest on the program is Eric Pfeiffer, MD. That's Pfeiffer. Books available at stratton-press.com, the usual places. The doctor's website as well. We'll give you that information as we go through the program. Let's first of all get very basic and talk about Alzheimer's disease. We hear it thrown around a lot. What exactly is Alzheimer's disease?
Alzheimer's disease is a brain disease in which brain cells die prematurely and lead to the person having major difficulties with memory, with making decisions, and forgetfulness. And it's a progressive disease. It eventually kills you if you don't die of something else beforehand. And it occurs in people over age 65. Only about 3% of people over 65 have Alzheimer's disease. At 75, it's 10 or 15%. And at 85, it's 35% who have this disease. So it's a huge public health problem, and one of the hardest things to deal with and one of the worst things that can happen to a person.
Yeah, it's been called a monster disease, and I don't think that's hyperbole, is it? It actually is a monster disease.
It is a monster disease, yes. Yeah. I've called it a monster disease, and that's what it is. It really is something monstrous to deal with over months and years.
Well, you mentioned the number of years involved, and you mentioned the statistic how as we get older, our chances increase that we yes. could be in this category or a loved one could be in the category. And the book is The Art of Caregiving in Alzheimer's Disease by Eric Pfeiffer, MD, because it's more than just the person suffering from Alzheimer's, isn't it? Who else is affected by someone who has the disease, especially if you're the caregiver?
Yes, exactly. The caregiver is equally affected and maybe oftentimes more so affected by the disease.
Well, yeah, family members,
they really need help. And the book has been a very successful in providing that help. The feedback I've gotten from the people who've used the book has been very encouraging and very positive. Made me think I've done something worthwhile.
Well, you have, and you're taking all of the years that you've been working with the aging, and you've given us something that's easy to read, it's easy to follow. The book is The Art of Caregiving in Alzheimer's Disease. We talk about caregiving. What all is involved in caregiving? That's sort of a broad-based term. What is involved in that?
Well, that's a very good question. You're asking the right question. It's not just, you know, one thing. Caregiving is a whole occupation, you might say, of looking after somebody who no longer can look after themselves and having to make decisions for them and with them and having to assist them in the various things that they can't do anymore. And it is a matter of being on call 24 hours a day. To the person who is impaired, who has the disease. And that makes reduces the remainder of the life of the caregiver to mostly just you know, a unidimensional activity, namely caring for the patient with the Alzheimer's disease.
And you've seen firsthand the impact that has on the caregiver. So this is coming from, again, years of experience, and it can be devastating to the life of the caregiver. They're doing all the right things for the person that they're giving the care to, but it has a tremendous impact on their lives as well, doesn't it?
But they can't do as much for themselves anymore,
yes.
And that is the tragic part of it, because if they begin to not pay attention to their own health, their own mental health, their own need to be active in the community and have a life beyond being a caregiver. Being a caregiver is very satisfying in some ways, but in other ways it's much too narrow an activity. And so that what we're trying to do when we're trying to help caregivers is to maintain a role in society other than just being a caregiver. And maintaining social connections and maintaining their own mental and physical health and their own appearance and their own physical needs.
Yes. You know, it's interesting because you're saying to the caregiver, it's okay. In fact, you need to be concerned about yourself. You talk to so many people who are caregivers, they almost feel guilty at some point, don't they? Because they're thinking about themselves, but they really need to.
They need to. It is very important that they allow themselves to be thinking about themselves as much as a caregiver, because even just in the interest of being a good caregiver, if you don't, you're going to burn out and you're going to be unable to continue being a caregiver if you don't take care of yourself. So taking care of yourself, being selfish is not a selfish thing. It's an unselfish thing to be selfish.
It's interesting, and this is all in Dr. Pfeiffer's book, The Art of Caregiving in Alzheimer's Disease, and it is an art, as it is explained in the book. It's easy to read, easy to follow. You'll find it at stratton-press.com. Doctor's website is drericknows.com. All of that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on, of course, Amazon and the usual places there as well. So often you talk about Alzheimer's, and maybe we have a tendency to put anybody that's suffering from dementia into that category. How is Alzheimer's disease diagnosed?
Alzheimer's disease is diagnosed by a careful history taken from the patient and usually from somebody else in the family about any progression of memory problems and ability to make adaptations. In addition to the history, we usually do a study of the imaging of the brain, usually an MRI or a PET scan, that shows atrophy of the portion of the brain that underlies memory, particularly the temporal lobe and the frontal lobe. And one imaging study is usually required in order to make the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease and to differentiate it from other forms of dementia, such as those from following a stroke or following multiple small strokes. They're called multi-infarct dementia. So the history and the observation and the current measurement of intellectual capacity. I've written a short portable mental status questionnaire, which is a 10-item questionnaire that allows you to make a judgment about whether the person is mildly, moderately, or severely impaired. And if you make 3 errors, you're mildly impaired. If you make 5 to 7 errors, you're moderately impaired. And if you make 8 to 10 errors on this test, you are severely impaired.
You know, that's interesting. So often as we age, if we have a moment where we fail to recollect something or we walk into a room and can't exactly remember why we did, is it normal to lose some of our memory capability as we age?
Well, I think it's normal to lose some of that, but usually the memory comes back. The person that you don't recognize at the moment comes back to you afterwards if you're not impaired, if you're not suffering from Alzheimer's disease. So occasionally not being able to recognize it or not being able to come up with a word is not indicative of the disease itself.
With us on the program is Dr. Eric Pfeiffer, that's P-F-E-I-F-F-E-R. The book is The Art of Caregiving in Alzheimer's Disease. How is Alzheimer's treated? And then I will ask you if we're making progress. I've done shows over a number of years talking about Alzheimer's, and as I'm getting ready for this and looking at the book, I'm wondering if we're making progress, and you've seen it on the front lines for a number of years. How is it treated, and are we making progress?
Yes, we're making some progress, but we're not at the point where we can cure it. We can slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease by certain kinds of medications, the most important ones of which are Aricept and Namenda. And the two together can slow the progression of the disease so the person can stay connected and socially competent for a longer period of time. It doesn't make the disease go away at all, but it shows the progression of it so that it may be much longer before a person will need to be in a nursing home and they can enjoy life outside in their own home for a much longer period of time and be, you know, the father and the husband and the wife and so on for a much longer period of time. And these medications are helpful. They probably slow the progression by several years, but they're not yet a cure, and we're still looking for a cure. Something that would stop the progression of Alzheimer's disease altogether. We're not there yet, but we're conducting research in that direction.
Well, it's amazing. A couple of years, certainly we'd give a lot to add a couple of years to our lives and our loved ones. The book is The Art of Caregiving in Alzheimer's Disease. Let's, a few minutes left in the program, let's focus on caregivers. What services are available for caregivers? I know you talk about the need to take care of ourselves, the need for support groups. What services are there for caregivers?
Well, I think one of the best ones that is available is to join a caregiver support group, to talk with other people that are going through the same thing and to learn from each other and to teach other people what you have learned. And caregiver support groups that are conducted by a professional that understands what the disease is like and what caregiving is like, but which allows individuals who are caregivers to express themselves and to talk about both their successful adaptations and their less successful adaptations and learn from it and know that they're not alone, that they're not, that other people are experiencing the same thing. And the caregiver support group is one of the most useful things that I can recommend to anybody to join. If you don't know where there is a caregiver support group, I would go to the Alzheimer's Association or the aging program of the state.
Yes.
They would be able to tell you where to find a caregiver support group to join. At best, or at worst, you could start your own caregiver support group and be the leader of a person convening a group of individuals who are going through the same thing. You'll be highly rewarded by that process.
There's so much there when you feel you're with someone who understands, who's sharing that experience. You get so much more out of a group situation like that. Can you recover from caregiving, and how difficult is that? You mentioned that you could be 10, 15 years as a caregiver. How do you bounce back from that?
Okay, it's very important to make that an active goal and a specific program to recover from being a caregiver. And that means that you resume your social activities outside of caregiving. It means that you attend more to your health and to your welfare, and also that you go to get your hair done and get your hair cut and take care of your beard and begin a new set of activities that you hadn't done before, things that you wanted to do in your life that you hadn't been able to do before, and feel free and comfortable in doing things for yourself and being selfish and being willing to stand up for yourself.
Is there a life after caregiving when it's over and you realize I have me to look out for now? What's that adjustment like, life after caregiving?
Life after caregiving can be as beautiful as you make it. Caregiving has been a stressful period of time, and you're now free of that. And there's no need to feel guilty about feeling relieved of the burden. You've done your job, and you've done your task, and now it's time to resume life on your own. There is life after caregiving. And sometimes it can be better than before, because you know that you're a strong person. You know that you can handle things. You know that you're able to cope with difficult circumstances. You've been a master at it for the last 5 to 10 years. And now you can tackle other things. You can do what you want. You can write about caregiving, for instance. That's one of the things you can do, is to write about your own caregiving experience, either as a book to be published or just as a diary for yourself.
It's so interesting, because we learn something about ourselves as well, don't we, as we go through this process of caregiving?
Yes, you learn how strong you can be and how capable you are and how adaptive you are. And that's something that we haven't known about ourselves unless we have been through this kind of a caregiving experience, which really draws on every bit of capability that a person has.
Our guest on the program has been Dr. Eric Pfeiffer. That's Pfeiffer. Dr. Pfeiffer is the author of the book, The Art of Caregiving in Alzheimer's Disease. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com. You'll find it at the usual places as well. Information at the doctor's website, drericknows.com. You'll find all of those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. The book is receiving excellent reviews, called A Proven Lifeline to Individuals Drowning in the Caregiver Experience. It's easy to read. It's easy to follow from the author who has spent so many years in dealing with this on the front line. Doctor, thank you for being with us on the program.
My pleasure indeed, and I hope you'll buy the book, and it'll be making your life much easier as a caregiver if you have that book on hand.
Well, it will be, and all of us at some point will be touched by someone with Alzheimer's, and we may be directly or indirectly involved in caregiving. That's why the book is a must-read. The book is The Art of Caregiving in Alzheimer's Disease. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.